song by a strong, awesome lady. This is Missy Elliott from her first album and the song Sock It To Me. Thanks so much for all your hard work, Becky. You're an awesome CITR volunteer, president, and friend. Here we go. Here's Missy Elliott to talk to you next week.
So I decided to go, swing it in my direction. I'll be out of control. Let's take it to perfection, just you and me. Let's see if we can bring the nasty out of me. I'm at your house around midnight. Don't fall asleep. It'll just be me on a late night creep. I'ma show you things that you can't believe. Jump in this BED and won't you suck it to me? Suck it to me. Suck it to me. Suck it to me. Suck it to me. I can take it like a a long throw, backstroke. My hormones jumping like a disco. I'll be popping meds like some Crisco. All you gotta say is Missy go. But when you say go, I want you to move slow. Yeah. Ooh, sock it to me like you want to. Ooh, I can take it like a pro, you know. Do a long throw with the backstroke. My hormones jumping like a disco. I be popping ish like some Crisco. And all you gotta say is Missy go. And when you say go, I won't move so.
Sock it to me.
Sock it to me like you want to. I can take it like a pro, you know. Do a long throw with the backstroke. My hormones jumping like a disco. I be popping meds like some Crisco. And all you gotta say is Missy go.
Socking it to niggas like Riri, the baddest industry bitches of the century. Hit hard like penitentiary did. Finally admitted that we the shit combination is lethal. Popping Patron with Missy in the 600 with no see through. Suffer the repercussion, fucking with shit like this. We parlay puppet, constantly making niggas suffer the consequence. Gotta get the ends, bitch. House in the shower, the catty crib in Atlanta with the beans. Niggas been helping the puppet, but they ain't try shit. Got plenty motherfuckers that'll ride quick. But sidekick on the bus. Check up your itch when you fucking with me. Jealous, cause I live more plus. Me and Missy leave a nigga with a hair brush. Bring the ruckus plus. I'm peddling and pushing, picking up profits. For what I'm selling, never gon' stop it. Socking it to niggas and rocking it. Dropping them on the spot. Heat up any block or at a shop. Knocking you off of your sock. Guaranteed platinum. Watch two of the coldest bitches get hot.
I be the B-R-A-T. Her be Missy. We some bad bitches who be fucking it up. I'm the B-R-A-T. Her be Missy. And we some bad bitches who be fucking it up.
I'm your nigga for life, baby. Let's continue to drive all these motherfuckers crazy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Timberland, I see you, baby. I feel you. Sock it to him, goddammit. It's 9-7. This the motherfucking bitch era. What y'all niggas wanna do? The brat tat tat on that ass once more. I'm out the door, motherfucker. Yeah.
Hello, you listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 CITR. It's 1 o'clock, and yeah, hello everyone. My name is Tim, and I have today's special guests, Chris, Slut, and Andrew from the band The Rectals. Hello, guys.
Hey.
Your new band, your new release is coming out very soon, and you're going on a big tour, so we have a lot of stuff to talk about. So yeah, let's start with a couple songs.
Yep.
If you want to give us a call, you can. If you have questions for guys and maybe some suggestions for me, you can always call 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487, or you can send us an email, weallfalldowncitr@gmail.com. I opened the set to the German band called Scafield from their brand new album called Memories and Melodies, and the name of the song was From the Cradle to the Grave. The cool part about this album that they have Mike Park of Asian Man Records, and who wrote, produced, and sang a song on this album. So it was a band from Germany called Scafield. So we have a couple songs from the Rectals, and yeah, and then I have questions for you guys.
Sure, yeah, no problem, man.
We'll be right back.
write a song, make it really long about all the people who've done us wrong. But I'd rather get right to the point. Let's make some noise. Here comes the fucking end. Come on, 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 come on,
come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on,
come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on,
come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on,
come on, come on, come on, come on, come on,
come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come
on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on,
come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, yeah, so the guys are playing two homecoming shows, June 11th and June 12th.
Correct. Maple Ridge and Vancouver. Sorry, Vancouver and Maple Ridge.
Yeah, you're going on tour. I have questions for you. So, yeah, we talk about the tour and the upcoming shows.
Sweet.
But first, let's talk about your brand new album.
Sure.
Is it your first release? Could you tell a couple of words about this?
We did an 8-song demo a couple years back, recorded by Malcolm, formerly of Easy Brothers, and St. Reels, and a bunch of other projects. But it turned out so well that we decided to call it an EP and just release it like that, completely DIY.
Under the name, a graphic demo.
To establish a demographic, yeah. So technically, this is our first full length and our first like actual quality production. And yeah, we recorded it at the Bunker Studios. We're going to be releasing it ourselves because we are unsigned and poor. And it has taken a long time for it to come out because of that exact reason.
Mastered.
It's mastered. Yeah. We discovered Sweet. This little thing called mastering that makes a world of difference. It's so beautiful.
Thanks to Alex at Sweet Sound Labs.
Yep. Alex is the man.
Awesome.
I can keep talking if you want.
Yeah. Where people can buy the album?
Oh, it's not technically out yet.
Yeah, but
so you're just gonna have to listen to it on our Facebook and MySpace for now until we make enough money to release it, and then we're basically gonna be selling it at our shows. We're looking at maybe doing some distro. That's really new to us. Like we've never done something like this before. Any of us have. We're really brand new, so we're gonna like I don't know. Probably spam some people and hopefully they'll help put us out and we'll probably set up an online shop or something. More than likely, yeah. And worst case scenario, send us a message, you'll get our CD. And if we can't afford to mail it to you, we'll just send you it like over the internet or something.
So absolutely DIY.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I have prepared some other songs. So yeah, if you have questions for Christoph and Andrew.
Christoph Slut.
Yeah, that, you told me, yeah, that's your last name.
My mom is going to be so mad. It's mother's maiden name, Slut. I'm so spanked.
So yeah, if you have a question, please call us again, 604-822-2487. Mm-hmm. And yeah, coming up next, I have a band from Russia called The Posers, band from Moscow, and probably one of the, they're my very good friends, and yeah, I'm really happy that they have a very new album coming out very soon. That's a song off of it.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. This program contains scenes with nudity, sexuality, and coarse language. Viewer discretion is advised. Advised.
You can see some tits. Fully, it'll be just for a little bit. You'll be left 41 shell 39 corn. That's why I was born. Giving you away, you can just turn on the channel. Watch good and plenty, you can even up the score. Channel 39 for. That's why I was born.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Hello, you're listening to 101.9 CITR. We just heard some music, and I started the block of music of the Russian band called The Posers from Moscow. After that, we had the band called From the Cradle to the Rave, the band from Scotland, and they have a split coming out very soon, the Canadian band called Broken Culture. And after that, we heard the band Corporation, that's a Canadian band from Ontario, from their first release, A New Pope, and the name of the song was Channel 39. It's about love and
a new pope. That's a play on words, if I do believe. Just like us.
Yeah, you have lots of play on words.
Also like the title from Cradle to the Rave. It says Origin of the Species.
That
sounds like something I'd be interested in. I'm going to look up the lyrics to that song.
The next questions I want to ask you, because I was really interested in this. I was in a band, and I know how tough it's to book a tour when you're a young band, when you just starting out, you don't have a huge company who helps you or like lots of money. I know that you're going on 9 dates tour, almost three provinces, yeah?
Three provinces, yeah.
How did you manage to book this huge, like, it just, I don't know if people know, but like if when you're a small band, it's sometimes tough to book even a local show. To book something like a 9 day tour. That's a lot of work.
I have this uncanny ability to make things sound a lot better than they actually are. I just applied that to my event. No, it's just this is actually a third one. I'm a bit of an exaggerator.
This one was actually the easiest.
Yeah, this is actually like, you know, this was an easier one. But like the other two were learning experiences. All you got to do is basically not be afraid of failure. Like you got to understand that like it's a lot like picking up an instrument. You're not going to be good at it. And you're not going to, you know, just like you're not going to have fans out on the first roads or the first couple of times you do it. Right? You got to understand that like you got to get the momentum going. You're starting from nothing, right? So you just got to, you know. If you're not prepared to fail, you're not going to do anything interesting. So that's what we're doing. Well, the first couple times we went out, it's a couple nights, we played to the waitress and the bartender. And a couple nights we played to a couple hundred people. So you just got to go out and wing it and learn the science of it, learn the art of it, and then just apply that next time. Better, more promotion, get more hands-on approach, reach out to people. And the people you touch the first few times are going to bring more people the second time, more people the third time. It's just trial and error. Just keep at it, persistence. Keep your student mentality. That's the main thing. It's just keep learning and absorb all your knowledge and channel it. This one was pretty easy, though. Corporation is actually coming from East, and we're hopping on with them on the way back. Uh-huh. So they had a bunch of gigs already booked, and they were coincidentally playing all these places that we've already played before. And we're pretty handsome, charming dudes, so we made friends with pretty much every promoter that they're playing with on the way back. So all we had to do is be like, wink. And they're like, oh, you guys want to play? And we're like, maybe. How's a 10,000 guarantee sound? And they're like, oh, we can do that for you. Of course, I'm exaggerating. We're lucky if we make any money. But we still got gigs, and that's what matters most.
But, like, as I understand, the big part of it is internet and...
Yes. That's why I can't stand when crusty punks bitch about the internet. It's like, technology is the reason people are so communicative and interconnected these days. Yeah, it sucks. Some people get, like, dependent on it. But, honestly, if it weren't for the internet, we would not be selling out shows. Honestly, hence the Ridge Radicals group locally. That's what it's there for. Mm-hmm. It's our promotional group that is just a bunch of kids who care about the local community, DIY ethic, unity, and radical music.
Yeah, like we just live in a digital age, and we kind of can accept it.
Exactly.
And yeah, and this, if it helps, if it's a way to connect with people mm-hmm. who have the same interest in different parts of the world.
For sure. Like we're gonna you know what torrents are?
Yeah.
Yeah, like torrents, for those who don't know, it's a form of sharing entire albums online. There's also something called MediaFire. We will be doing that once these albums are out, we'll be doing that ourselves.
So you want to give away your music
yes,
for free?
Yes, for free. Yes, we'd rather people... Payment isn't so much money. Payment to us would be people singing along and coming to our shows and telling us that like our music's touched them and stuff. Mm-hmm. I know that's such a young band that sounds like, oh, why should anyone give a crap about you? But honestly, we aspire big, so... We're going to be leaking our own music. You can get it for free from us. We're just, once the album's released, we're going to try to make some of the several thousand dollars we put into it back. I was homeless for a couple months last year because of this crap, so.
We learned a lot.
Stuff gets expensive if you know, we learned where we properly belong and the quality of things. So, next time we know, but for this, we want to try to make some of our debt back. Because the creditors are calling me. So once we do that, we're going to have a couple release shows, let it percolate for a while. Then it'll be free, for sure, yeah. Forever, always, from us, right to you.
I think that's the way for the young bands, because when you're a smaller band, music, that's what matters. And if you're not playing to, you know, conquering the world and making crazy money.
Oh, we're going to conquer the world.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
With a
yeah.
smile. Yeah. And we're going to be like, here, have some free music. Give me your money.
but yeah, I think that's the way. Like, because music, that's what matters. Like,
yeah,
because you're doing it for music, and I'm doing it for music. So because I want to hear new music.
Exactly. That's how I find bands all the time. Is I, like, you search them up and stuff. Like, you've never heard of them before, but... You find someone on the internet that's like, hey, check these guys out. They're like these guys, and you check them out.
Yeah. You guys like these guys? You'll like these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That sort of thing.
The other question I have about your upcoming tour is, I guess we already touched it, but like, so some bands are, yeah, the bigger bands, they go on tour to make money. Some bands are going to just to show the music. Mm-hmm. Some people are going just for fun. For you, what's, what, is it like combination? What's the most...
Art, well, honestly, if you pay attention to our lyrics, we got a lot of politically conscious stuff. If you want to get to the root of everything, we do want to incite positive change and mm-hmm. stuff. So having that as our main goal, why we do what we do, mm-hmm. and why we sing about what we sing about, and please omit songs like Dave and Clown Dick and songs that are just nonsensical because we are just pretty silly sometimes. But a lot of our stuff is really conscious, and we do want to incite change. Music is a beautiful medium. It's inspired me. It's made me more open-minded. It's educated me. If it weren't for Stizza Crack, I wouldn't know half the things I know today. So, nice shirt, by the way, Tim.
Thank you.
It's a leftover crack.
Yeah, I was getting ready for that.
But yeah, it's we do what we do because one day we hope to have such a following that we could educate masses and stuff, and hopefully open up some minds. But for the time being, we're doing it. Yeah. Not only for that, but for fun, to entertain people. We're entertaining guys. If you're just hanging out with us, we're probably going to dance and sing and make fools of ourselves.
I can tell.
Yeah. We're clown shoes. We're a pair of clown shoes, these two here. But we just do it for fun. But we do have big goals.
Yeah, it's professional. It's definitely for the betterment of the band, but the fact that we have so much fun every time we go on tour is just, it's a bonus.
It's the raddest thing anyone could ever do ever. Wake up at 4 a.m., go scrape together a couple crumbs, hit the road, be in a stinky a bucket with four wheels for 12 hours to go play music, get a little bit of money, use that to more gas, and sleep over at someone's hardwood floor and have them kick you out at 5 a.m. to do it all again. And there's no worries. You don't have to worry about cleaning, making your bed in the morning.
So that's the benefit.
Exactly. It's beautiful, but it's the most it's like a vacation where you do the thing you love and nothing more, and it drives you. I love it.
It's a stinky haggard vacation.
It's stinky haggard dream vacation. It's beautiful. We love it. It's the best thing we've ever done, and that's why we're going to continue to do it as much as work schedules and money will allow us.
Okay, let's listen to some more music from your upcoming album. A couple songs we want to play.
Yeah, we got Three Damned Rats, which is it's recorded acoustic. It's the first song I ever wrote on acoustic guitar. Andrew showed me how to play a little bit of guitar. I took that knowledge and wrote this song, and then Andrew did his magic on it as well. But we kept it acoustic and then added some violin and some other melodica. I learned how to play melodica really quickly for this song. But the reason we're playing this one next is because our tour is actually going to be an acoustic tour. Because I know it sounds silly, but it's actually going to be a lot of fun, I guarantee you. Or we're just going to pull a Mr. Plow and be drunk and silly the whole time and just not care what people think and just do what we do. But yeah,
we'll have our CDs with us.
Yeah, we'll have our harder stuff with us, and we guarantee you a more motivating show next time. But we're playing this one next because our drummer can't make it. He's got finals for school. He's finishing up school, so he can't make it. So it's just the two of us and our acoustics. Mm-hmm. And then the one after that, we got Demolition of the Species, a song about emo kids and how they just counter evolutionary. Yeah, it's really good. It features a horn section from a band called the Ivy League Brawlers. They're actually playing with us on June 11th. Mm-hmm. At a secret location, not the secret location, a secret location at Salisbury and Pandora. So just go there on June 11th, you'll see us. But we're playing with Ivy League Brawlers, and their horn section is actually playing with our horn section. And actually later today, we have a practice with that horn section. So it's all just come together real nice.
Okay. We all fall down on 101.9 CITR. And yeah, please, someone called before, and please call again 604-822-2487 if you have any questions. And the Rectals on CITR.
Yeah.
Born in a cage, no benefit of being a man, not nibbling on Love you because you don't love yourself. Go! When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 CITR. Today I have a special guest, the Rectals, from our local band. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. We just got a call. And yeah, thank you. Thank you that you are active.
That was Neil B. Williams who called in. He recorded our full-length and album that you're hearing a lot of tracks off of. Check him out. He's at the Bunker Studios. Wish I had a website to give you off by heart, but just look him up. Not hard to find. Super, super good stuff, super good price, and you're going to fall in love with Neil and probably want to marry him.
Yep.
We did.
Yeah.
You already mentioned the Ridge Radicals group.
Yeah.
I have a question because when 4 years ago I came to Vancouver and I obviously was interested in new local music and where to go to shows, and for probably a couple of months I was actually looking to where to go to see a show.
Yeah.
And once on Facebook I found this group called Ridge Radicals, and then I went and I was amazed because all the shows are listed there, all the people talking, so it's happening.
Yeah.
And I know that you're one of the founders.
Yeah, I actually created it. The term comes from Johnny Bones, who you had on the show last week from Bone Daddies. He came up with Ridge Radicals back when he was in a band called Second Hit Rejects. Rest in peace, Fuzzy, get over it. And now it's a promotional group. And we'll get some disco tech lights going on here. Technical difficulties.
We're brave here.
Yeah, it's a promotional group that we basically, if you want to be part of the community, if you want the community to help out your show, just help out the community. It comes back to you. And yeah, Johnny Bones and I run it predominantly, but we have a bunch of admins, and we essentially want it to be the hub of independent radical music that has a DIY ethic and an ethos of unity as well. You know, we're not limited to punk ska.
Yeah.
Like, we reach out, you know, if your music's good music made for the right reasons, we'll promote it. And we're promoting shows. We reach as far as the island, like Vancouver Island. We've got Victoria and Nanaimo. We go as far as, like, Saskatoon. Like, we're essentially, like, lower mainland, underground scene. Like, you got your promoters, like, you got your, like, lovely Wendy 13, and you got Malice, and you got those people that you could go to. But, like, if you want a community to go to, it's us. And like that's what we try to do is like you said, everything was just posted right there. We want our little Facebook group to be the hub of all of the information that you'll need to play with any of the local bands that matter or rad, and any of the local venues, promoters. You got poster makers, you got photographers, videographers, you got all sorts of musicians. It's just a good community. It's a nice, solid, heartfelt community. I love every single member on there. And yeah, just check us out on Facebook. Just search Ridge Radicals and look us up. It's not hard to find. We got like 1,200 members strong as of today. So,
yeah, and I like this group because it's active. It's not like, you know, there's so many groups I have on Facebook and like
just BC punk rock.
Them. It's like just creates them and leaves them.
Yeah. I'm just gonna like stick my flag in the name BC punk rock, and it's got like 6,000 members because like. Heck, even I was like duped. I was just like, sweet, something I'm a part of.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen one thing come out of there in the past 3 years.
Just go stale.
So like, and then you can go ahead and promote Ridge Radicals on that page, and then you just like some D-bag trying to spam everyone and trying to get off on his own thing. But we're a lot more than just a promotional agency. Like, we're a community. Like, we're a strong community that started out in Maple Ridge, and now it's all over Western Canada. Yeah, so look us up. You won't be disappointed.
We've helped people find stuff too, find loves.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah.
Back when we were smaller, like people would lose their longboards would get stolen or their guitars would get stolen. We'd just send out a mass Ridge Radicals message and like within
hours. Did you find it?
Every time.
Really?
Every time. Seriously, longboards have been stolen. All you gotta be is like, okay, it's orange with green stripes down the top, clear grip tape, says this on the bottom. Within hours, people always get this stuff back. I saw some bald dude riding it, so I hip-checked him, and I got your longboard back. And every time.
This is impressive. Yeah. This is the power of community.
It just shows you how much these people care about the community. It's beautiful. I love it. I'm so proud of it. Johnny Bones would be saying the exact same thing. I don't know why he's not calling in right now.
That
jerk. Every other show, Andrew and Christoph are on the show. Pff, F those guys. Screw you, Johnny.
Let's play just a song and then we will finish up the show. I have some shows to announce and we're almost done.
Cool.
5 minutes to two. The next song I'm playing especially for my friend Trevor, who now lives in on the island, and he really likes the Benson Waves, and that's a song of their brand new album. And Trevor, this one is for you. I miss you, my friend. Listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 CITR. We're almost done, and we just heard the band Invasive's local band. And they are playing a show tomorrow with Battle Snakes at the Media Club, and I will be there.
Cool.
May 28th, Knucklehead, Wishes Cycles, and Transmitters are playing at the Rick Show. It's also tomorrow. And that's a 7-inch release for Vicious Cycles. May 31st, Buzzcocks are playing at the venue. June 4th, Strike Anywhere and Bane are playing at the Rick Show.
Bane!
Yeah.
They're awesome.
June 5th, the band, the Brains, Canadian band, Canadian psychobilly band, playing at the Pets Pub. June 6th, Power Man 5000 playing at the venue.
Ninja Spy.
Ninja Spy.
Ninja Spy. Yeah, good buddies of ours.
June 7th, the legendary Misfits are playing at the Rickshaw. June 19th is another important event for Vancouver punk and hardcore scene. That's the show called Hardcore Needs a Home. It's happening at the Rickshaw, and it's all the money. It's a donation. It's all money goes to Vindy, who's trying to open the new punk venue.
She deserves it. Come out. We need a new home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Those guys need a new home.
Yep.
June 24th, Iron Maiden and Dream Theater playing at GM Place. June 25th, SNFU and Day Globe Oceans at the Biltmore. July 8th, Agrolites at the venue on the way to Ska Fest. And July 18th, Swing and Others at the venue at Blaine 2.
Awesome.
And the Jolts are opening. We're almost done. I already...
don't forget June 11th, June 12th. Rectals are playing Vancouver.
Yeah.
Check out Ridge Radicals group or us on MySpace.
Yeah.
With a drummer.
With a drummer. Unlike our tour, we're actually playing with a drummer those days. We promise.
Robin the Ink Stud is already here. I can see him. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey.
Coming up next, we have Japanese Music Quest hosted by Yukiko, and French Connection is 3:30. Stay tuned with CITR. We have lots of amazing shows. Thank you so much for coming up.
My pleasure, man.
Good luck on tour. I know it might be tough. And
We'll try to mic our guitars for you so you hear us sometimes.
Yeah, and yeah, let's finish up with your song.
Yeah, we're last song of the day. It's called When Pigs Fly. It's a song we wrote about swine flu and sensationalism. And we're really proud of the lyrics, so we hope you pay attention.
Thanks for having us.
Something you can't do at a live show.
Yeah.
Check it out. Let us know what you think. Love you.
Okay, thanks, guys. Bye-bye. Good luck on tour.
Bye. Love you.
Paranoia like a disease. The people who run the news will also own pharma companies. The media is worse than the mafia. Feed the public pandemic. Watch them panic. Get them scared and watch them spend everything on anything to prevent an untimely.
Surrounded by idiots who don't know
these hybrid viruses ain't natural. The media they trust exaggerates the impact of the food their boss creates. Little guilty for this way I feel. We believe anything is surreal. Avian human and two-part swine. Maybe it's about fucking time.
When
will a little priest
predisposition. Now shun the 18,000 kids who die a month from malnutrition. Before I stand, I'd be fine, never wondering why.
When big boy,
when the millions of revenge for one time a man.
When big boy,
the end of the world appear, left it worse than the one right here.
Big
corporations prophesy, just win it by the rules of mine.
Wait, big lie.
When the attorney judge win, ask the questions away from fascination.
Wait, big lie.
In the land of media, who drink the fall victims to a fear of my despair.
Wait, big lie.
They'll be too scared to hear the 2 million people die from it.
Wait,
the end.
Wait,
a little racist position, now shun the 18,000 kids in time. I'm a man, this is
fine.
And you're listening to Ink Studs on CITR 101.9 FM. Today I'm playing the first half of a pre-recorded interview I did with David Lloyd. Last week with James Lloyd, this week is David Lloyd. Last week James Lloyd, this week David Lloyd. I can't speak today. I was really excited to talk to David, and I'm still excited that I got to talk to David. He is the artist of V for Vendetta, one of my all-time favorite comics. In my early days of getting into comics, I was a big fan of it, and I still am, and I think it's a great comic. It's one of those timeless comics. The reason I yakked with David was because he is in Vancouver on Sunday at a comic convention at the Heritage Hall in Vancouver at the corner of 15th and Main. I'm going to be there getting my copy of V signed, and I hope you will be too. That's this Sunday at Heritage Hall at 15th and Main in Vancouver. Also on Saturday afternoon, I guess, sometime on Saturday, he will be at Legends Comics in Victoria. Legends is a fantastic store. Gareth Gowden is a good man, and he makes good comics himself, Magic Teeth Dailies. Yeah, without further ado, here's the interview. To listen to the full two-hour interview, go to inkstuds.com. Here is the first half, and then we follow it up with more wonderful CITR goodness. Keep listening, folks, and thanks for listening.
This is Inkstuds on CITR 101.9 FM. My guest this week, David Lloyd, is the creator behind V for Vendetta, co-creator of V for Vendetta, sole creator in Kickback, territoriated with, is it Jamie Delano or Jamie Delano?
I don't know. I don't think he minds that. It's always been Jamie Delano to me.
Okay, that's what I thought growing up. So, with Jamie Delano, as well as Night Raven with Jamie Delano,
yeah,
The Horrorist with Jamie Delano, and a couple of more specials, Jay for Jenny and the Nightingale with Garth Ennis. Anything I'm forgetting?
Oh, there's lots of things. Well, I did one of the Global Frequency things with War on Ice. And
also an issue of A1. You did I guess it's an adaptation of a story.
Oh yeah, I've done lots of little things. That's adaptation of a horror story by Ramsey Campbell called The Proxy, and I've written a couple of short stories myself, Gangland and Weird War Tales, and I just done lots of short stories here and there, and a Hellblazer with Garth as well, and a Hellblazer with Grant Morrison.
Oh, that's right, the earlier issues about the
So I've done a lot of things.
I was
mainly short things because I have a very low boredom threshold, so I can't work on anything for too long. I mean, unless I don't know how. Frankly, I don't know how people spend sort of like 15 years doing Spider-Man, and I respect anybody that does, because you know, some people look at it as sort of like a job, and it's a way to pay the bills, and they enjoy it as well. But for me, I need something from my work. I need more, you know. So I couldn't spend a lot of time doing one thing. I need sort of feeding from the work I do, so I can't spend a lot of time on stuff. So I like to choose things, you know,